Welcome to the Digital Identity Digest, the audio companion to the blog at Spherical Cow Consulting. I'm Heather Flanagan, and every week I break down interesting topics in the field of digital identity, from credentials and standards to browser weirdness and policy twists. If you work with digital identity but don't have time to follow every specification or hype cycle, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome back to a Digital Identity Digest. Today's episode comes from a dare. And honestly, if you know me, that's a very dangerous way to start anything. The dare, however, was very simple. Write a post about what librarians and pirate captains have in common and why that matters to standards. I mean, seriously, how could I say no to that? I mean, because let's be honest, if you can't have fun with your writing, oh, what's the point? So, pirates and librarians. On the surface, they could not be more different. One lives on the high seas, sword in hand, shouting orders across a storm-tossed deck. The other lives in hushed halls, surrounded by catalogs and metadata, with a finger to their lips and a very stern eyebrow at the ready. But if you look closely, you'll start to see the overlap. And stay with me here. Those overlaps tell us a lot about how standards get built and how leadership really works. So yes, all of this came out of a conversation with a friend about, of all things, vanity titles, you know, the kind of titles that you would never actually put in LinkedIn, but that say something about who you are. So a mutual friend of ours was dubbed the intrepid bass playing cyber sailor warrior. Mine was apparently a little harder to generate. Pirate was floated, mob boss was suggested. But then one friend said, nah, you don't rule through fear, you set rules. And people learn that following them brings progress, while ignoring them brings, well, let's just say a walk down the plank. No bloodshed, just terminal disapproval. And I said, that was very interesting, but that does not sound like a pirate to me. That sounds more like a librarian, which is good, because that is actually what my degree is in, library science. But here's the thing. Like both images, the pirate captain and the librarian have something to say about leadership, about community, and yes, about standards development. So let's start with the basics. What do pirates and librarians actually do? They both guard treasure. For pirates, literal gold, jewels, or whatever loot they've captured. For librarians, it's the treasure of knowledge, books, archives, collections, and increasingly digital resources. Both operate according to a code, right? Pirates have their pirate code, a set of rules for how loot was divided, how disputes were settled, and how the ship was run. Librarians have cataloging standards, classification systems, metadata schemas, and processes that ensure that one library can talk to another. Neither set of rules has the force of law in the strictest sense of the word, but you really don't want to be ignoring them. And both of these entities, right, they rely on their crews. A pirate captain does not sail a boat alone. A librarian doesn't run a library without staff, volunteers, and community support. So these are roles that are built on collective effort, not just solo heroics. Now tell me that doesn't sound like standards development. We gather crews, we establish codes, we protect shared treasure, whether it's protocol, specifications, or best practices. And we sink fast if we let chaos take over. So what makes leadership work in these spaces, whether you're wrangling sailors, organizing a library, or chairing a standards group? Well, first, the ability to engage people so they pay attention, right? Pirates had to keep their crews motivated. Librarians have to guide people through information overload. In standards meeting, the ability to cut through the noise and keep people focused is half of your battle. Second thing is, right, the ability to raise one eyebrow sternly. Every community has someone whose eyebrow carries more weight than a 3-page email thread. It's that look. I know you've seen this look. That look. Are you sure you want to go down that path? It's a form of leadership by subtle signal, and it can be surprisingly effective. And third is the ability to lead people to their own conclusions, right? Pirates did not just hand out treasure, they pointed to the map. Librarians don't just give you the answer, they point you to the catalog or shelf where you can find it yourself. And in standards, this is the art of facilitation, helping people reach consensus without feeling forced. Now let's talk about what does not work. First, leading purely through fear. Fear does not create commitment, it creates disengagement. A pirate captain who rules by terror eventually faces mutiny. A librarian who inspires only dread finds books mysteriously misshelled out of spite. And I really hate it when that happens. And in standards,
disengagement is fatal to the specification process, right? If people only show up to avoid backlash, they stop contributing, the work stalls, and the draft sinks. So the second thing that doesn't work is letting others set the tone of fear, right? If the quartermaster's grudges rule the ship, the crew goes nowhere, regardless of what the captain wants to do. If turf wars dominate the library, then the entire community suffers. And if flame wars rule the standards group, then the real work is going to grind to a halt. Leaders have to set the tone, and if they let fear take over, participation drops, and without participation, nothing is going to survive the effort. Yes, of course. So if you stayed with me this long, I'm sure that you are either giggling madly or are kind of dismayed, because this is an incredibly romanticized version of pirates and librarians. I mean, real pirates were often violent criminals. Real librarians are not violent criminals, thank you very much. And they do more than shush people and raise their eyebrows, you know. But for me, that's just what made this metaphor kind of fun, right? When I'm not writing or editing or researching or running meetings, I'm probably reading trashy romance novels. Romanticized life in my spare time is my idea of entertainment, and maybe that's the point. You know, we're bringing our own metaphors and stories into how we think about leadership and collaboration. So whether you fancy yourself a pirate captain, a librarian, or something in between, the truth is that standards needs both. It needs someone to keep the ship steady, it needs someone to keep the record straight, and it needs all of us learning when to raise that one eyebrow at just the right time. So that's today's short episode. A little bit of fun, a little bit of reflection, and maybe a reminder that standards are in fact made by people. People with quirks, with stories, and yes, sometimes with pirate hats or card catalogs in mind. Thanks for listening to A Digital Identity Digest. If you enjoyed this episode, of course, subscribe it, share it with someone who could use a reminder that standards development doesn't have to be boring, and that it can have pirates or librarians. And that's it for this week's episode of the Digital Identity Digest. If it helps make things a little clearer, or at least a little more interesting, share it with a friend or colleague and connect with me on LinkedIn at HL Flanagan. And if you enjoyed the show, do be sure to subscribe and leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find the written full post at sphericalcowconsulting.com. Now stay curious, stay engaged, and let's get these conversations going.